Now, the favored relatives are two types. One type is that who, according to the Holy Quran, should have inherited a certain amount in set proportion. It is prohibited to give in one's lifetime any portion of one's property in addition to that share which he should have or she should have inherited in the normal course. Because that would be depriving others and defeating the spirit of the Holy Quran. Except for the normal circumstances of a life pattern, in a country, for example, in our country we educate our boys and girls according as we can afford. And till they have finished their education career, those who can afford, they will continue to support. But it so happens sometimes that one boy was born in a situation, in an economic situation where the things were difficult to manage. And the parents could not afford them a better education. Later on in life, perhaps, they had good means available and they could educate their boys to a much higher standard of education. So that won't be called a distinction because there is no malintention in it. It comes as it goes, you know, automatically it happens so. So that is what not what I mean. I mean if somebody intentionally gives a portion of his property to a favorite child or a favorite inheritor whose name is included in the list of inheritance mentioned in the Holy Quran, this is wrong and this is forbidden. But one third of your property you can part with and will for anyone you like, your friends or relatives other than these. So as far as that part goes, even if you part with it in your life or give it to mention it in your will to be given later on after your death, it's just nothing wrong with it. It is permissible. Again, if it's not for the purpose of defeating the spirit of the Holy Quran and somebody goes on gifting his property to some good cause or some good to friend and so on, in the lifetime because he is the owner, that is not prohibited. What is prohibited is to intentionally defeat the spirit of the system of will mentioned in the Holy Quran.